You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
And so at around noon, before the US inflation numbers did come out, the Rand was looking fairly okay still, trading at around 16.50 or so, but now it's looking a whole lot better following the numbers from the US that did come in much better than expected, with the US inflation still high, but growing or increasing at a much slower pace than was expected. 8.5% is the number that was dropped earlier this afternoon against an expectation of 8.7% for July, and certainly lower than the 9.1% registered in the month of June. We've got David Shapiro, the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities, for more on this. So, pleasantly surprised by the US inflation print, David?
No, I think we expected this was going to happen. I think the markets had overreacted, and you could pick it up in the price of oil. You could pick it up in the price of gas. Food prices were leveling out as well. But the market reaction has been astonishing, and I'm talking about the U.S. markets. But now the big debate is what happens next. Does the Fed raise rates by 75 points, or is it going to be 50 points and so on? But, I'm thrilled at the way things are turning out and just hope that this continues. And I think probably by August, we're going to see another big fall in inflation.
Sure.
But it killed our market, Fifi.
I saw. I mean, a big contrast to what's happening over in the U.S. So no. You're right. I mean, they're running hard. The Dow Jones, I see, up 1.5% right now. The S&P just under 2% and the Nasdaq well over 2%. We're lower because, of course, the Rand didn't work in our favor. But do you expect the picture to change tomorrow, though?
Probably we'll settle out. You know, just to give you an idea, because this is Rand translation, Mondi was up 4.8% in London. We ended up 0.3% here. And then some of the big, some shares like Richemont was up 1.4% in its local market. It was down 3% here. So all of these have to do with translating the prices using this new Rand. So that took us out. But if you look beyond the international stocks, if you look at the local market, there was a lot of strength in retailers. Retailers, for whatever reason, I haven't picked it up. It might be because of the confidence index, whatever it was. That, those were the positive features on our market. Spar, Shoprite, Truworths, Fashini, Pick and Pay, Woolies, all of those had very good gains. Massmart, Spar. Mm. So I think the local stock actually may be celebrated with just a translation of the stronger rand that hurt the index.
Sure. I mean, the stocks that you just mentioned, I see most of them averaging gains of around 2 to 3% on the day, which is pretty strong. You're right. But so the market has reacted the way that it has. You say that it's overreacted, but it's okay. We'll take it. And I'd like to know if for you, what are we saying right now, or what are your people saying right now, that U.S. inflation has peaked, and can we come to that conclusion based on one print?
I would say so. I think it might not get back to the 2% that the Fed wants. You know, it's going to take a bit of time to get all the way down. There's still a lot of elements that have to work their way through. But at least we're pointing in the right direction. So okay. A lot of economists are saying, not so fast. And they generally are a dreary bunch and very negative people. You know, they're not like us. So you get enjoyed, when the market goes up. So they're always Debbie Downers. But
I have a lot of economist friends. I don't think they'll take kindly to your comment, David.
but it's Fifi, the news has been improving, and you've seen it over the last couple of months. Where people are starting to feel better about the way that things are happening. So, we've had 2.5 years of trauma from COVID to the war in the Ukraine. So, one doesn't expect boom time ahead, but at least the pessimism that we were talking about a few months ago is not going to be there. It's going to, if there is a recession, don't think it's going to be deep at all. It will be very mild. And hopefully from next year and thereafter, they'll start to build up. But anyway, lots of opinions.
But so, I mean, if we look at the inflation reports, I think it's the second piece of really important economic data that has come out that will influence what the U.S. Federal Reserve does do in it for interest rates. So last week we had the jobs reports that was popping, you know, really, really strong, showing the labor market there in the U.S. holding up really strong. And, you know, more jobs, people have got more money, maybe people can spend a bit more money, although you've got the wage inflation factor that's not keeping up with the overall consumer inflation print. So you had the jobs report, and when that jobs report came out, a lot of the commentary was that, you know, the Fed has to be a lot more aggressive in its interest rate increases right now, because why is the labor market still so strong? And now we have the inflation report that's just come out today, and the commentary is that, you know, the Fed interest rates that have been pushed in the system so far are working, so they don't have to be that aggressive. So which is it?
Well, on Friday you had good news was bad news, but today I think we had good news was good news.
Yeah.
And if we think back, America's still creating jobs. The corporate earnings were still very good. Householders and corporations are not under pressure. We've had no big bankruptcies at all. So we're actually coping with this inflation. And now all those supply chain issues and other elements are starting to work their way through and bring prices down. So, there's a much better feel about where we are. Again, I have to reiterate, we're not going into boom times. You know, there's still a lot of issues that we have to negotiate. But it's not going to be these deep recessions and fears of stagflation that we were talking about
talking about boom times. I think Nedbank's dividend was booming.
Yeah.
I think it boomed quite a lot, and then the markets re-rating negative or Nedbank stock to the negative. That company finishing lower today, not as low as the overall JSE, but still lower despite the fact that it increases dividend by 81%. Why?
Yeah. If you look at the results, I think they were a little distorted by their African operations, which improved quite dramatically. If you look at the local operations, they were reasonable. So I think we've got a very reasonable outlook for Nedbank. I'm on your side. You've got a dividend yield now of 7%. And I think anybody who's looking for dividends, it's not a bad buy, because even if this is not a high growth stock, as long as it just keeps steady profits and keeps its dividend ticking over, maybe slightly higher, you're going to get 7% now, which will increase each year, you know, maybe by another 7% increasing by 5 to 10% each year. So I think from that point of view, it's not a bad entry point. So I'm quite happy that the price stayed low, because it gives us a nice low entry point for that dividend.
All right, but so you're saying that Nedbank would be your pick in the broader banking sector then?
Purely on the dividend yield, yes. Okay. I think other banks might be able to match it. And if you look at the Nedbank results, I mean, they're in a solid position. They've got a lot of excess capital, so they can continue to pay these dividends, you know, even if the profits do come out of under a little bit of stress, which I don't think it'll happen. But I think, very, very solid. So banks are okay. You're not going to get growth, but you're going to get very, very good returns.
What about asset managers? Quilter coming out with its numbers and showing a bit of stress there with a big drop in assets under management. What do you make of them?
Yeah, they've got a slightly tougher time. And I think the market didn't respond to their result. They did lose assets under management, and earnings were kind of flat. Or the earnings were propped up by, costs and by, slight revenue increases. But nothing exciting there. I would prefer banks to the asset managers.
All right. And that stock finishing down 4.7%, but one could argue that also the Rand element, the stronger Rand, also didn't play in their favor.
Slightly. I'm just looking offshore. They were down, in London, they were down 3.3%. Here we were down 4.7%, yeah. So the Rand did take them down a little further than they would. Then they went down in London.
All right. David, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks so much for your insights. As always, David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.